Welcome to this weekly edition of the Bay Pay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from January 20, 2020 to January 24, 2020. On January 21, here were the news. DNA Payments acquires Zash to consolidate services and expand footprints. JCB expands its merchant network with Nets Group in Finland. Reliance Jio introduces UPI-based payment solution into its app. Cashflows selects I2C to extend offering with credit, debit and prepaid programs. Shiji Group selects Onyx CenterSource as commission payment processing partner. DLocal expands emerging markets payments platform in Africa. Bank FinTech tie-ups continue despite SMB skepticism. Deep dive, how digital upgrades help healthcare providers cash flows. Accelerating accounts receivable starts with the invoice. The gig economy drives the next major payroll disruption. On January 22, here were the news. Amazon partners DLocal to offer local payments in Chile. Flutterwave raises $35 million MLN, teams up with WorldPay. Saku teams up with Valentino. Mipos extends online payments acceptance of Amex cards. Powerbridge launches e-commerce platform for cross-border payments. Ingenico Enterprise Retail to launch open payment for transport solution in North America. Overseas merchants actively exploring Chinese mobile payments, survey finds. Enticing suppliers, buyers to embrace the commercial card. How diversified funding readies India's startups for the future. On January 23, here were the news. Love's Travel stops partners Ingenico to streamline payments. North American expansion announced by Tipalti. Bancorp, ACI Worldwide to offer real-time payments delivery for corporate disbursements. WorldRemit partners Alipay to build a global remittance service. E-commerce in Germany worth €72.60 BLN in 2019. 2 rupees acquires KALICOM to support card-based payment systems in Germany. LVMH brings out omni-channel feature to boost shopping experience. India's e-commerce market set to surpass US$91 BLN in 2023, says Global Data. PayPal partners UnionPay International to merge their growth network strategies. Payment tools find middle ground between buyer, supplier. The risky business of SMBs crypto adoption. Banks' biggest real-time liquidity challenges. On January 24, here were the news. Western Union, Bharti Airtel launch real-time money transfer services. Local online stores account for only 8% of e-commerce in Austria. Grubber integrates with FreedomPay to boost customers' payment experience. Cards not used for online payments to be disabled across India, says RBI. Amazon enters Australian gig economy with Amazon Flex rollout. Cashfree launches instant settlements feature. More than 8.2 billion chip cards with EMV chips are used globally. How auto collision repair shops can avoid a cash flow wreck. B2B fintechs start 2020 strong with more than $1 billion in VC funding. Small firms face the downside of economic growth. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.